Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
Good to have you here today. We have the start of our segment this week with a real honor for a local gentleman who's been very involved with the Greater Las Cruces Chamber of Commerce. He now has a new post representing the entire state of New Mexico.
For the next 2 years, he'll be, he was named a civilian aide to Secretary of the Army and representing all of New Mexico. For the next 2 years, and their role is to promote good relations between the Army and the public and advise the Secretary about any issues for our region. He's the current chair of the Greater Las Cruces Chamber of Commerce, Rick Jackson. He owns American Document Services, and he's retired from the Army himself, was 25 years in the Army.
Okay.
And I don't know if you remember a couple years back, he also won New Mexico Small Business Person of the Year.
Yes.
Ultimately ranking sixth in the nation. So overall, a great guy to have in our community.
Absolutely. And great honor and an important thing with White Sands and all the employment that we have in the area with the Army. It's good that we indeed have a representative at the table.
Exactly.
All right. We also have a goodbye for a prominent gentleman, the Las Cruces Police Chief.
Jaime Montoya retires this week after 26 years on the force with LCPD. He's been the chief for the past 4 years, so sad to see him go. But he's had a good run. And he was honored, actually, Monday at the city council meeting by the mayor for his service. A couple other people that were honored at the meeting were the police department officers who recently returned from their trip to Puerto Rico to help after the hurricane, and also Boxer Louis Burke for his 20 years of service on the fire department.
Okay. Well, good luck to the police chief in his retirement. And we also have a preview. I know this was mentioned at the city council meeting, too. The Aggies are taking on the Aggies in the Arizona Bowl. Two Aggies teams.
Aggies versus Aggies, December 29th, 3:30 p.m. against Utah State, you all know. It'll be telecast on CBS Sports Network and aired locally on KXPZ 99.5. And also wanted to mention in our sports section, we have an accompanying piece by former editor Brooke Stockberger.
Ah, yes.
He's covered the Aggies for over 10 years. He might know a thing or two.
Yes.
About it. So we have
a lot of time talking to Brooke.
Article from him, yeah.
He is a major Steelers fan. That's his big football team.
Yes.
He'll be writing about the Aggies, too. That's good good to hear. Well, we also have a preview of the Democrats running for New Mexico governor.
Yep, turning the corner into the new year. We've got a legislative session coming up, followed, you know, quickly by the primary election in June 5th. And governor, you know, obviously will be on the ballot this year. So we got to look at each of the Democratic candidates and just some basic information about the primaries.
Yeah, and we hope to have a primary forum. We certainly have that in the works. So
great.
We'll be hoping for that. You have something really neat this week with it being close to the holidays. You have a photo from 1910, and Santa doesn't look too good. Actually, the kids don't look too good either. But it's an interesting photo.
Yeah, this is a feature I really love that we have in the bulletin, the NMSU Archives photos that are provided to us by Dennis Daly. He gives us some almost every week. But this week's particularly interesting to look at them Christmases. I think there's one photo from 1900, 1910, 1930s.
Yeah.
And interesting.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a horror movie.
Have nightmares. I really, honestly, I've looked at it too many times.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Okay, yeah. Definitely. It won't get you in the holiday spirit, but it will make you appreciate some of the holiday spirit we have right now. So, very
yes.
good. Finally, neat, a big grant and a small grant for an important local organization, CARE.
CARE, yes, Cancer Aid Resource and Education. Hopefully I got that acronym right. They're a great local group here who provides financial aid to local people undergoing cancer treatments, helps them with their bills, rent, transportation, lodging, things like that.
And a big grant from Walmart, and kids had a small grant, too.
Yeah, the kids at Mesa Middle School raised about $1,200 for the group, too.
That's fabulous. $50,000 from Walmart, and the kids pitched in. Tracy Roy from the Las Cruces Bulletin. Tracy, thanks.
Thank you.